Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bruce Helmer is a co-founder, as you know, and a financial advisor, an author, speaker, and host of Your Money Radio Show, which he came up with a long time ago in CCO, and it's been one of our most popular shows. And he's good enough to join us here on WCC the other day after the markets had a nice start. Bruce, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dave. And really quickly, since this might be the last time you and I speak on air, I just want to say congratulations, thank you, and I know I speak for thousands and thousands. You will be missed, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, wow, that's really kind of you, Bruce. I appreciate that. I want to know if people are going to be checking their IRAs today, because that was an awful big day in the markets yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good day. And, you know, whenever – usually I always joke with media people that no one ever calls me on the good days. They just call me on the bad days and ask me why things were bad. But there's a lot of reasons for optimism. You know, this is not political at all, but, you know, the peaceful transfer of power, which is something I think as a country we sort of have taken for granted. Maybe we didn't this year because of what happened on January 6th. And there was something about yesterday that gives a lot of people, even if you didn't vote for Joe Biden, optimism, potential of another stimulus package, just a lot of reasons why the market saw potential for good things. Earnings reports are pretty good. So not completely surprising, but again, sometimes, you know, you look at what happens in the world and the market doesn't do what you think it's going to do. And you go, why didn't it do that? And what we have to remember about markets is more often than not, they're anticipatory. So, you know, but in this case, we didn't know if maybe there would be violence yesterday, and there wasn't. And so things went off without a hitch, and I think all those things boded well for the markets yesterday.
Yeah, I just looking at the numbers on the S&P 500, Bruce, because that posted the best first-day reaction to a newly elected president's inauguration since January 20th became the official start in 1937. Why did the S&P have such a rise like that? Just based on the fact that they, as you said, there might be more federal spending to revive growth?
Yeah, it's a multitude of different things. And again, that package is a long way from being a done deal. Mitt Romney and some Republican leaders have already expressed some doubt about spending that much money. But, yeah, there's optimism. The S&P is 500 domestic American companies. And, you know, sometimes what the S&P does is different than the NASDAQ, is different than the Dow. You got to look at all these markets together to kind of figure out where we're going globally. But, not surprising that there's optimism. Just because of the moment, the peaceful transference of power. But I'm optimistic also. But again, I would caution everybody, short term, we never know what markets will do. We might think we do, but we don't. And I still think we're looking at volatile days ahead of us, at least until we're past this pandemic. And whether that's, you know, late this year or whenever it is, expect volatility. You know, we had a big drop in the market last February and March after the pandemic first broke. Don't be surprised if more of that happens. So, Dave, if you ask me, relative to where it is right now, where will markets be 6 months from now, I would tell you I have no clue. I don't know if they'll be up or down or stay the same. But if you said, where will they be 6 years from now, I'm highly confident they will be significantly higher. Not just a little higher, a lot higher. I'm very bullish on the next 3-5 years or so.
As you deal with clients, Bruce, when people rebalance, for example, an IRA, And they look at the markets when they make big moves. I think everybody has been accustomed to kind of checking things out when they can. Is rebalancing a time of the year? Is it based on events? How do you determine when someone should rebalance what they're doing?
All right, I'm not trying to butter you up, but that's a great question. For listeners that don't know, rebalancing just means putting your portfolio back in balance the way you want. So if you want, as an example, 70% of your money in stocks and 30% in bonds, all of a sudden you wake up one day and you look at your portfolio and it's 75-25, you say, I'm going to put it back in balance and go back to 70-30. Now, why would you do that? When you go take your equity or stock position from 75 to 70, you're selling high. You're locking in your gain and you're buying bonds, presumably when they're either lower than when you bought them or they didn't grow as much as they did. And as investors, we know intellectually we want to buy low and sell high, but it's not always easy to do that. Rebalancing is a strategy that helps in terms of, is it a seasonal thing or is it reaching a certain price point? Different people that are smarter than I am have different opinions on that. I think universally in our space, everybody agrees rebalancing is a good idea. In terms of when and how, nobody agrees on that, but we all agree it should be done.
What are you going to talk about this weekend on the show?
That. I think we're talking about Social Security or your rainy day fund, but I don't remember which one, but it's probably one of both two.
A couple of years you would have remembered that, years ago. All right, Bruce, appreciate your time and your insight as always. We'll look forward to hearing you this Sunday morning.
We'll play golf this spring, my friend.
I should have plenty of open dates. I look forward to it.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Thanks, Bruce. Bruce Helmer here on WCCO again this Sunday morning along with Peg Webb. WCCO time is 3 minutes before Steve and the news. Another update as well from CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.